840 at AM 930 WEOL. I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
It is a WEOL morning show. Craig, I don't know what kind of netting or deterrent you would need if there are dinosaurs roaming the earth and you were trying to plant a vegetable garden. I suppose you would just probably give it up.
Yeah,
give
they it. Would eat most everything in
yeah.
sight, wouldn't
well,
they?
Sure, exactly. Or they would
maybe
just,
you.
They would step on your squash. You never know. Now, yeah. These days, you just have to deal with the deer and the rabbits and other things like that. But getting to be that time where people are thinking about planting gardens, what about a community garden? Well, to talk about that and some other interesting things dealing with nutrition, we have nutritionist Cheryl Forberg. You've probably seen her on the Biggest Loser. She's here to talk about Seeds of Change. Cheryl, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Bruce and Craig. Thanks for having me today.
So community gardens, that's what a lot of people, they'll find a plot of land in a community that maybe has been abandoned, and they either put greenery there, or they decide a community garden where people in the community kind of take ownership of this. Why are community gardens so important, you think?
Well, you know, they really contribute to the health of a community, and they allow people of all different ages to have a hands-on learning experience where they can learn where their food comes from, which is really, really important for kids because most of them aren't getting enough veggies in their diet. And when kids learn how to grow and prepare food, they're much more open to trying new things. And, you know, it's also really great outdoor activity. We can all use a little more exercise. But I think the main thing is that the community garden connects children in their communities with the food they eat. And in the long run, everybody can live a healthier, more sustainable life.
Bruce mentioned getting started. Where do you start? How can you find that plot of land and get people involved?
Well, I have some great tips today to get people started, and it starts off with help with funding. And I'm working with Seeds of Change, which offers both organic seeds and organic foods. It's a true seed-to-plate brand that's committed to helping people create healthier and greener communities. And they have an annual grant program that helps connect communities to the food they eat, benefiting both schools and communities and farming programs across the country. And every year, they donate 1% of their sales to fund this grant program. And today is actually the deadline to apply. So I'm encouraging your listeners to go online today at seedsofchangegrant.com. The application for a grant is really quick and easy to complete. I practiced myself yesterday. There are just a few questions. And this year, Seeds of Change is awarding $310,000 in grants to 24 different garden projects around the country. So your listeners have a really good chance.
We're talking today with nutritionist Cheryl Forberg about Seeds of Change and community gardens. If I'm going to plant something, I sometimes like to plant watermelon, but I got to wait all season for it, and I never know if I'm even going to get a good one. What are some things to plant that actually will give us a good bounty and also be nutritious for us?
Sure. Well, you know, depending on what part of the country you live in, there are just so many options, you know, from spinach and different lettuce greens to tomatoes, peppers, squash, and even watermelon, as you mentioned. Where I live, I'm in Northern California. We usually don't put anything in the ground here until around May 1st because of the frost. But usually there are different people in the community that are really well-informed about the frost times and when to plant what. And there's also more information at the website of seedsofchangegrant.com to help you get started with these gardening tips.
Yeah, around here in Northeast Ohio, usually, I mean, sometimes the middle of May, or if we're lucky, we kind of just use the Memorial Day as kind of the starting of getting all of the things in the grounds to make sure we get the warm weathers and don't have to worry about the frost. So depending on where you are, the more things that you can get. Of course, you probably need help and volunteer. So I guess that's another part of not only doing something like a community garden is getting those people to make sure they do the weeding so that you don't have other things competing for all that nutritious soil.
Exactly.
Again, if people want to find out more about Seeds of Change, how's a good place to get the information about getting this grant, which the deadline is today?
Sure. Again, the website is seedsofchangegrant.com. grant.com.
That's great. Do you have a favorite vegetable, by the way?
Oh, gosh, I really don't. I have to say I've always loved veggies more than fruits. I think I'm lucky that way. I love tomatoes, spinach, all the different lettuces. There are very few things I don't like.
Yeah. It's amazing how many different lettuces there are. Sometimes we're only used to an iceberg lettuce that we see in the things, but if you can plant seeds, then that lettuce is stuff that you continue to grow, and if you can get kids to eat a salad, I guess that's a win for everybody.
Absolutely, and there's just no comparison to fresh picked veggies.
Right.
The best flavor.
Sure. Just don't let some of that lettuce go to bloom. I never knew there was flowers on those lettuce, but if you wait too long, everything has a flower eventually. We appreciate your time this morning, Cheryl. Thanks for sharing with us. Thanks.
Thanks for having me.
Nutritionist Cheryl Forberg, you see her on The Biggest Loser, talking about seeds of change this morning, Craig. Have you ever done that, Craig? You plant some lettuce or something, and you let it go to a little bit further, and you thought, I didn't know. I planted some lettuce, and this giant stalk came up, and this huge flower showed up, and I thought, it's kind of a neat-looking flower, but I pretty much ruined the lettuce because by that time it's too tart, and nobody likes to eat it as well.
Yep. You have to run. You have to ride herd on that. You got to run the herd, ride the shotgun.
I don't know what you're talking about. What are you?
You got to watch over.
You're just can't. You're not kind of.
Well, I know. You just can't let it go.
Well, yes.
You've got to stay on top of
you
it.
Once you plant it, you become the caretaker of that as well, and you're able to make it grow.
This sounds like a great idea, but today's the deadline, so people got to get online here.
Right.
There must be somebody in Lorain County. You know, we have a number of community gardens here. This would be, get some grant money.
Yeah, or prepare for next year. Seeds of Change Grant.com is the number there for you on the things like that.